The latest suicide car bombing in Baghdad struck a restaurant on a busy street. About 6 people are dead and 40 more wounded. Also today in Iraq, the Justice Ministry says one of 2 female Iraqi prisoners may be released on bail. That statement is disputed by American officials. Kidnappers have been demanding that women prisoners be released. The kidnappers killed one American hostage on Monday and claimed to have killed a second last night. A third hostage from Britain remains in custody. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.
Iraqi officials say microbiologist Rehab Taha will soon be released on bail, though they deny it has anything to do with the kidnappers' demands. They add that American officials were aware of the decision, but a U.S. embassy spokesman said neither female prisoner would be released imminently. Monday, the group led by Jordanian Musab al-Zarqawi beheaded American Eugene Armstrong. His body was recovered in Baghdad. Last night, the group said it had killed the second American, Jack Hensley. There was no video immediately posted. The Iraqi Interior Ministry says a decapitated body was found in western Baghdad, but it hasn't yet been identified. The kidnappers are threatening to kill the third hostage, Kenneth Bigley, if all Iraqi women aren't freed. Both the U.S. and British governments have maintained a policy of not negotiating with terrorists, and analysts warned that there was no assurance the freeing of one female prisoner would win Bigley's release, and it could open the door to more kidnappings of foreigners. In western Baghdad today, hospital workers scrambled to treat another wave of bomb victims. Police said a suicide attacker with a car bomb set off the blast in a commercial district, and the body count rose through the morning. A U.S. military spokesman said there were no American forces among the casualties. In the largely Shiite Sadr City neighborhood of the capital, witnesses reported U.S. aircraft and tanks launching fresh attacks on insurgent positions overnight and this morning. Hospital workers reported several dead and nearly 100 wounded. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.